Palazzo di Lorenzo. Another of the sights, which shouldn't be missed, is that of the Palazzo di Lorenzo, with its design by the architect Francesco Venezia. This gilded building stands near the Viale Santa Ninfa, and whether you're on the outside or in its internal courtyard, it's best seen on a sunny day. Palazzo di Lorenzo was an aristocratic building from the old Ghibellina, whose main facade was recovered from the ruins after the earthquake. The most striking aspect of the new structure in front of you is precisely that of having embedded this old facade in the architecture of new Ghibellina. If you walk around the building in its courtyard, you'll have no difficulty identifying those parts of the old palazzo incorporated in the new building. And it's precisely this contrast between the old and the new, between the exterior and the interior, and between tradition and modernity that gives the architecture its beauty. These contrasts are not strident, but they're harmonized within a single balanced composition. You can see the old and the new facades while walking along the basalt incline situated in the internal courtyard. You can also use it as a vantage point to admire the splendid view of the entire Valle del Belice. If you then follow the rear corridor in the form of a portico tunnel right to its end, you'll find a bench made out of Sicilian travertine stone. There are also a number of sculptures arranged at strategic points on the exterior. Of these, we would note the Horse Lying Down by Mimmo Palladino and the Snake by Pier Giulio Montano entangled in one of the openings. In 1988, the Palazzo di Lorenzo was selected for the Mies van der Rohe European Architecture Award.